The Moncordino cave, called Giazzera, is one of the Grigna's oldest known caves. It has been mentioned by Leonardo da Vinci, studied by Niels Stenson, who was among the first to wonder, in 1671, about the origin of the ice in the cave, and described by numerous other scientists, such as Antonio Stoppani. The cave has been exploited for providing ice for centuries. From the beginning of the 16th century right through to the invention of refrigerators, at night the women of Essino loaded the ice of the cave onto their backs to bring it into the village, and from there teams of mules came down the hill towards the lake to deliver it to the boats that would then take it to Milan. The ice was supplied to the palaces and farmhouses of the Milanese. It was packed into deep underground brick-lined silos and used to preserve foodstuffs during the hot season. Wrapped in leaves and ice, farmhouse butter and good freshly caught fish from the lake followed the same route. The ability to keep the temperature at around 10 degrees C, even in summer, became important when breeders started to produce sausages and cheese. For instance, at least 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. In the Lecco area, in addition to the perpetual ice from high-altitude caves, they exploited the so-called crotti, natural cavities in which cold underground air came up from the bottom of glaciers. Over time, the term crotto became first a synonym for wine and cheese cellar, and then for tavern. On the mountain pastures, there were other kinds of ice houses. Low buildings dug deep into the ground, complete with a long stone staircase. In winter, they were filled with alternating layers of snow and then leaves, while in summer, milk was kept there in large copper basins, in which cream rose to the top. In Valsassina, some natural caves are still used to mature perfectly seasoned cheese. With ever hotter summers, even in the mountains, ice deposits have now practically disappeared from both this cave and from numerous other caves in the area. Over the last few years, cavers have made the most of this chance to explore cavities that had previously been inaccessible.